T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Chris Sims can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you as we take you up until 10 o'clock today. Got a little Chifaimonist coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. Mishagogi. Thanks for giving permission to Kyle Lauer to let him wear your number.
How mad were you about that? If I'm honest.
I didn't like it. If I'm honest, I didn't like it. I thought that they should have found Kyle Lowry another number. There's plenty of numbers out there. Nothing wrong with starting fresh. You know, I know he's your new star point guard, and, you know, maybe you tampered for him. Who knows? But if I'm honest, I didn't like it. You know, nobody's worn number 6 since LeBron left. You know you're going to retire it one day, begrudgingly, you know. So you should have done right by Gogi and not let anyone wear number 7. Now, you know, is what it is. He apparently gave his blessing. I don't know what the hell that means. You know, gave his blessing. You know,
yes buddy, you what can use it.
I'll keep it. Whatever you say, buddy.
Just leave me alone.
I'm just sitting here in Canada with my poutine.
Like, I don't know what that means. Gave his blessing. So what if he says no? You know, like, what if he goes like Joe Theismann? Like, didn't Joe Theismann have that with Dwayne Haskins, where Dwayne Haskins asked for his blessing, but Joe Theismann begrudgingly gave his blessing, where he's like, I mean, you can wear my number, but I kind of want you to wear something else. Find your own identity. I think, like, what if Gogi did that and Kyle Lowry's like, well, no, I'm still wearing number 7. I don't know. But no, I didn't really love it. I wish that Kyle Lowry would have gotten another number. There's plenty of good numbers out there that he could have gone with.
Yeah, like, go with 11.
You know what's a good number they should have given him? 23. Unretire that. How about that? How about you give him Michael Jordan's number? Sick of that thing being retired. But for some reason, they decided, nah, don't want to do it.
Take it out of the attic of the FTX.
Nothing would make me happier. There's part of the time, Steve, I've had dreams. I've had dreams where I have masqueraded as maintenance at the FTX arena, or at the time, the AAA. And I was just there sweeping the stands, and I'm able to do like a secret spy mission where I go up into the catwalk and I take down the Michael Jordan jersey.
Just in all black.
And you want to know something? There'd be no repercussions. There'd be no repercussions. Nobody would notice. Hey, where's the? I'm so upset that Michael Jordan's jersey isn't up in the rafters anymore. Nobody would notice. So if I were to ever pull off this move, which is kind of risky because, you know, I got, you know, people know my face, so I don't want to be recognized. I'd have to go like ski mask or something if that were to happen.
Yeah, you got
to
go all black.
I'd have to. But if I could ever take down that awful Michael Jordan jersey, it would bring me such delight.
Now, let me ask, in your dream, do you also take down Marino's jersey?
No, I don't take down Marino's jersey. That I'd like to just have a negotiation over. I don't really understand that either. But Bam wears number 13, so I don't really care. Nobody thinks number 13 is retired. Plenty of people have worn it. Mike Miller, Shabazz Napier, Bam Adebayo. It's been worn plenty by Miami Heat players.
Luther Head.
Of course. But I don't understand. I don't understand the Michael Jordan thing. I'll never understand it, and I hate it. I hate it so greatly. Now that the franchise, and look, I know it was done at a time when the franchise's history wasn't what it is today, which is
it was empty up there.
It was empty. There was nothing up there. So it was just like, hey, let's do a promotional thing. Michael Jordan's. And remember, it used to be half Wizards, half Bulls, which was even more ridiculous. So it's not like they haven't changed it before.
Listen. There's certain guys, I don't care how many years you play away from a certain team, Michael Jordan is a Bull.
Oh,
don't
yeah.
lie to the people. Don't even insinuate that he played for another franchise.
I'm with you. It's a weird one. It's going to be like when I'm teaching, Tommy about the history of Dwayne Wade, and he goes, "What's up with this Cavs jersey?" Like, look away. Don't
That's
look
always
that.
Going to be no, the weird thing.
Don't look
you see,
at that.
You see the year-by-year picture, and then there's the Bulls.
My son,
there's the Cavs.
My son does this thing now where we're, like, watching movies, and he goes, cover my eyes if he knows, like, a part's coming up that's a little bit too dicey
oh,
for him.
Oh, he doesn't even do it himself?
No, he just goes, can you cover my eyes so I just do this? Like, yesterday we're watching Black Panther. Spoiler alert. And, of course, the scene where...
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, spoiler alert. When T'Challa. T'Challa is fighting... T'Challa. Is fighting Killmonger at the end, and T'Challa is about to hit him with that spear, son. He goes, cover my eyes, and then once,
really?
Yeah, cover my eyes. Well, he's five. Hey. I probably shouldn't be letting him watch Black Panther, but he loves Black Panther, and so like once the spear is in, damage is done. Then he's good on the eyes coming up, and he goes, is he gonna live? I go, no, no. He goes, where's he taking him? Oh, he's taking him to see that sunset. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Killmonger.
Really?
His name's Killmonger, and he goes, it's beautiful.
Really?
That's
you guys both start crying?
No, I didn't cry. It wasn't Love Island.
Oh, dude.
Hmm.
I had a hell of a night last night.
What happened?
So I go to the store. I come home. Open up my garage. Snake.
Hold on. Hit the ID. Wait. Hold on.
This is The Ticket. WAXY South Miami. WSFS HD2 Miramar. With Tobin and Leroy. The Zaslow Show. And Hawk and Crowder.
The headlines are brought to you by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. Back to you, Horde.
So, the snake was about 2-3 feet. But I looked at it and I'm like, is that a stick or a snake? And his little head went, I was like, oh!
He's like,
crisis situation.
He like recoiled?
No, just moved.
Was he, was it poisonous?
I ain't ask him. Got the hell up out of there.
How big was it?
So about 2-3 feet.
All right.
So I'm thinking, this is why I don't leave the garage door open. Mm. Critters, right? So I hurry up inside, close the garage door. So I figure there's only one way to make sure the snake is gone. Tell my wife there's a snake that I smashed in the garage because, she white. She want to see it, right? See, because if I would have said that and I was growing up in New Orleans, everybody would just avoid the garage.
Yeah, but
we'd just go out the front
door.
They
would have also called you a liar because they're like, you're not getting that close to a snake.
Right. So I told her because I know she going to go check because that's what y'all do. I don't know why. Y'all got to see stuff. That's why you always getting bust over the head with something because you got to go look and see where things are.
Always got to investigate
right?
the noise.
Yeah. If somebody tell you, hey, there's a monster around the corner, you don't need to see. White folks, you don't need to see the monster. Run! So I tell her, guess what? She got to go see. She opened the garage, right? Now she said, where's my broom? Right? So she going to shoo it. I said, I thought I smashed it with the garage door because he wasn't moving. She said, no, he can make himself skinny.
That's true.
I said, well, can he make himself smashed? Because that's all that garage door doing. So she shoot him.
But doesn't
I said,
your garage
shoot him to?
Wouldn't your garage door have like a rubber barrier at the bottom of it? Don't most garages have that?
Okay, it also weighs about 600 pounds.
But it doesn't matter. So, a snake doesn't, you know, its vertebrae, it can recoil down. Like, it's fine.
Okay, all good to know from afar, right? I ain't getting close enough. I don't give a damn what that snake could do, right? Can't do nothing with me over here. So she shoos the snake. So she said, I got rid of him. He's under the trash can. That's not getting rid of him. That's moving him. So now, you know, I ain't taking that trash out. And then that's not the worst thing. So after that, I go get in the jacuzzi, want to watch a little TV, see what's up,
yep.
You know, get my stretch on or whatever. Squirrel in the pool.
Again?
Yep.
Baby?
The revenge of Ricky.
No, he was about this big.
Oh, full blown.
But
was he swimming?
Unfortunately.
Oh, no.
No, I thought he was a stick.
He sleeps with the fishes.
Like, wow, that stick is kind of furry.
You think everything's a stick, apparently.
Another stick.
Yeah, dude. Hey. You know, not everything's a stick.
Hey, when you see stuff floating in your pool not moving, it's like, and it done rained and stuff like that. That's all the twigs and branches or,
wow.
You know,
what's
stuff
up with
from
the
tree.
What's up with these squirrels wanting to die in your pool? You got like acorns in there or something?
I don't know. I think, look, in Davie, we got wildlife, right? So I think sometimes other animals be running away from stuff and they say, I'll go swimming. But you know, the pool has that little hook. You know, where they can't just jump out. So they all, like, try to scratch. Yeah. Unfortunate for that squirrel. I would say he swam with the fishes, but that didn't work.
Bless you.
Now I'm just waiting for them nasty birds of prey to come pick him up.
Sell your pool?
I just put him in the grass as an offering.
Wait.
Is it still there?
It's still there? You left you left squirrel carcass?
Yeah.
Bro, that's disgusting. Why don't you get the
circle of life, dude?
Circle of life.
You know, one of them big birds.
Are your dogs right now around?
Yeah. What about circle of life?
What am I gonna do? Flush them?
I don't know, dude. Maybe get a shovel and put them in a bag and put them on the curb.
Yeah, at least scoop them out.
You just like nature
out of the pool.
What do you? Nature will take its course. What are you, Ron McGill?
Yeah.
Is this snake still in your garage?
Huh?
You know,
snakes on your garage?
Just so you know,
oh, hell no.
Just so you know, if you invite the turkey vultures into your yard to take that carcass, they ain't leaving. So now all of a sudden you're gonna have turkey vulture paradise around your hot tub. So good luck.
They're just waiting for the next squirrel to fall
as
in.
An offering. No, I'm just saying for the other animals. I'm like, I don't want the squirrel. You know what? I mean, if we was in Louisiana, somebody might eat it.
You're something.
People eat squirrel. Not me.
All right. When we come back, we'll hear a little bit from Dolphins camp yesterday. It was kind of a version of damage is done, my friend. I'm not going to lie. We'll take a quick break. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Welcome back, people. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. What's this commercial I see with Cocky Roy McIlroy? Obviously, that wasn't in a major.
Oh, wait. You got about 40 minutes, bro.
I thought the Ryder Cup starts tomorrow.
Today?
I think it starts tomorrow, bro.
We got... No, I think it starts today.
Let me see. Schedule. I'm on the golf page. Loading. Nope, starts tomorrow. Ryder Cup starts on the 24th.
Damn.
Ruined your plans for today, didn't I?
Yep. I gotta tell you, I don't know why Golf Channel does this, but like anytime they have a major event, they do live from that event, but it's on for 15 hours a day. I don't need the lead up to golf. I just want to see the golf. I don't need, like, discussing, you know.
You don't want,
like, they've been live from the Ryder Cup.
You don't want to
be, and it's on for 15 hours a day, and they talk about the Ryder Cup.
Keys to the match. They give you they give you some things to look for. So they have it's like football pregame, but for golf.
No, not the same. But they also, I guess, Bryson and Brooks Koepka went and ate dinner, I guess.
I know.
He made it sound like that, although they could have all went eight as a team.
Dude, here's what it sounds like. It sounds like somebody said, hey, dummies, we got $1 million idea for a commercial. Make up. And they're about to unleash something that's, I don't know, what, some app. I don't know. But it sounds like when Brooks talked about it, it sounded like they got something in the works as far as like a marketing deal. So they better.
That's funny.
They better play nice.
Hey, there's certain money can buy a petty. Like, why are you messing around? They'll be friends.
Oh, man. All right, so let's hear from some of your Dolphins yesterday. Obviously, we got the news. Tua Tagovailoa, he is out this week against the Las Vegas Raiders. He has fractured ribs after they ran further tests. So Flo came out right at the top of his press conference and announced that yesterday. And Jacoby Brissett's going to start for them. Jesse Davis spoke to the media yesterday and was asked about just how he feels about everything. And
being a sieve?
Yeah.
Obviously, with Tua injured, what was your thought process when you saw him down and struggling to get to the sideline?
Yeah, you know, I felt pretty bad. Every time you see the quarterback go down and it's your fault, it's a bad deal.
Don't sleep on Jesse Davis.
Hey! I'm more amazed that he even answered the questions. Like, look, why? Just out of curiosity.
Uh-huh.
You guys help me. Because I've been on a different side of this.
Mm-hmm.
We all know it's his fault, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
We all know he got the quarterback killed.
Yeah.
Yes.
For the little time that he played.
Yeah.
And then almost got two quarterbacks killed. We know it's his fault.
Mm-hmm.
Why do we need to have him confirm it?
I don't know. You got to ask how he's feeling. Let's, you know, how is he dealing with it?
How you dealing with it?
Now, I mean, like,
what are we coming to say? None of my teammates would talk to me.
He was clear.
Brian Flores, Coach Flo won't even give me the time of day. I'm outcasted. Nobody likes me. Like, what if he would have come out and say something like that?
He kind of did. He didn't sound like it. Listen to him again. Like, it wasn't like he was, you know, matter of fact, he kind of sounded broken up about it.
Obviously, with Tua injured, what was your thought process when you saw him down and struggling to get to the sideline?
Yeah, you know, I felt pretty bad. Every time you see the quarterback go down and it's your fault, it's a bad deal.
Damage is done, my friend.
Here, mistake number one for an offensive lineman. If you can see your quarterback going down, you didn't do your job because you facing the wrong way.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he was legitimately, he was a turnstile on that play.
Man, I mean,
maybe they should have just not gone for it on fourth down. Got greedy.
Got to go for it.
It's a second drive.
Was that a fourth down play?
It was a fourth down play. Yeah, remember, it was an incomplete pass. It wasn't even a sack. It was an incomplete pass. Got there in under 2 seconds.
Under 2 seconds. It takes some quarterbacks longer to wind up to throw the ball.
Yeah. Crazy.
So I don't know how you feel about, you know, how he feels about it. But I'm speaking on behalf of everybody else. Not great, Bob.
No, not great. Not great.
Not great.
It's kind of like when Bob tells you, like, after he gives up a game-winning goal, you wake up with that bleep taste in your mouth.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I mean.
I mean, like, but then to ask him, what was your thinking? Like, my thinking was,
He doesn't. Well, that's the thing. He didn't talk after the game because he was hurt. So it's the first time he's talking, even if it is a few days on the road.
Is this going to be the only time you want an offensive lineman to talk?
They talk when they had two talk after the game. They had Austin Jackson talk and they had Robert Hunt talk. So those are the reps. Those are the reps of the piss poor performance when it happened. Right. You know, but I'm with you. Like, for the most part, do I care when an offensive lineman talks? Not really.
It's funny that they had them talk after that game because they didn't have no offensive lineman talk after the Patriots.
Because I don't want to hear an offensive lineman talk when they're good.
Right.
I don't want to hear anything from them. You're supposed to be meat mashing monsters. Just go maul somebody. And this is how I want you to talk. That's it. I just want you to growl. So chew some glass.
You want them to do interviews like Dan Campbell?
No, I don't want
it. Bite kneecaps?
I want them to almost be muzzled. Like a mad dog. You know?
So you want them to be talking like Bane.
Yes. That's like, how I want my offensive lineman to talk.
Right.
I don't want an eloquent offensive lineman and an insightful offensive lineman. Well, you know, I feel kind of bad, obviously. Well, all right, man. I appreciate that, you know, you're taking some ownership in this situation, but don't be so thoughtful.
How was that?
But we already know. Having him explain it does nothing.
It does something.
Doesn't make Tua's ribs unbroke.
It does something.
It doesn't.
How was the group chat with Robbie after...
It's been brutal, dude. It's been brutal. And by the way, he's been nonstop. It's been awful. What do you mean? How has it been?
But if we're like this after week two, like, holy smokes, what are we doing?
Well, yeah, but if you're a guy who wanted them to draft Penei Sewell and Tua has broken ribs in 2 weeks, like, of course, that's exactly how you saw it going.
I mean. Jesse Davis would have just gotten killed from the other side if Penei Sewell was on the team.
Fair point. Here's Jacoby Brissett. He says, offensive line doesn't deserve all the blame.
I think it comes down to, like you said, it's not the O-line. It's not the quarterback. It's all of us. It's the receivers. It's the running backs. It's tight ends. It's all of us playing a part in it. You know, and we just got to find ways to get better at those things and really just, you know, understanding the broad picture of what we're trying to accomplish on each play, and, you know, and understanding the timing of each play and when do we have a lot of time, when we not have a lot of time, and then just playing like that. I think once we realize that and understand that, that just put us in a better position and so that you guys don't write these terrible articles about the O-line and they can't block and shit like that.
Yeah, well, listen.
If I may.
Sure.
That's adorable that he's trying to stand up for his guys and get an opportunity to play.
Kiss ass.
So he gonna defend his guys, right? But let's keep it real. He spent half of his game on his back.
Mm-hmm.
Pulling up grass out of his face and stuff like that.
Yeah.
They were terrible.
Terrible.
They were terrible. No, don't just put it up. Okay, we're not just going to put it on the offense. The offense didn't score. Why didn't the offense score? Because the offensive line was terrible. Own up to it and move on. You can say we all got to get better, but don't you dare stand in front of some people that watched that game and say it wasn't entirely on the offensive line.
Yeah, like who? Let me get this straight. So, like, in their eyes, and it's sweet. Like, you know, have your teammates back, but like, Do you not think that warranted some terrible articles about your offensive line? Like, if that game doesn't warrant some finger pointing at a position group, what does?
Damage is done, my friend.
I heard one of the funniest lines during the game, and I forgot who the quarterback was, but we had a young lineman, and he got beat. I mean, he got beat so fast, it wasn't even funny. Quarterback ends up on his back. He goes to help the quarterback up. And the quarterback yells, "That's not how I want you to help me." It's like first and 17.
It's like when I see, but that's like when I see the photo of Jesse Davis like holding Tua when Tua's like this, holding his ribs. I'd want to look back and be like, now
you want to be comforting?
Could have kept AJ and Vanessa away from my organs.
Oh my goodness. Well, and then here's what sucks. Like, a lot of these names I've never heard of, except from Robbie. Right? And so as soon as I hear that name,
that dude looks
I'm
good.
Like,
dude.
Oh, here comes here.
He nailed it. Yeah. That guy looks good.
Well, that name, and then I always think of Vita Vea, how wrong he was.
Oh, he was very wrong.
Oh,
Vita Vea is maybe the scariest guy in the league. More so than Aaron.
Vita Vea is like a small townhouse.
Vita Vea definitely talks and growls because he doesn't wear any tape on his hands. I've never seen that before. He goes in there with he probably doesn't even need shoulder pads.
You know who's like that? Reggie White.
Dude, it's so scary when I watch him on Tampa and he's got no gear on and he's just mauling folks.
He's just out there like sumo wrestling.
It's, yeah.
No gloves, no nothing. Just,
so scary. Yeah, Robbie said he was going to suck.
Oh, yeah.
Wasn't he taken right after Minka?
I don't remember. I don't remember if he was that high. I feel like he was a little later than that. Maybe you're right. All I think he was hurt his first year. He didn't play. I don't think he played his first year.
All he knows that Robbie was really wrong.
Very wrong. Vita Vea.
Very wrong.
Monster. You know? Ugh. Terrible. Yeah. How did it feel being terrible, Jesse Davis? I don't feel bad, obviously.
Right. Right. Like when somebody asked me, say, what happened on that fumble? You want me to relive it?
Yeah, I do. I want you to eat it for days.
That's fine. That's fine. Like, it doesn't, like, eat. And those are the same people. The same people asking those questions, when they do something wrong, you know what they want to do? Mm. They want to move forward. Want to move forward.
By the way, right? you are correct, Stunt and Steve. Vita Vea, number 12 overall after Minka, who was number 11. Right after number 10 overall, Josh Rosen.
Woo!
Swing and a miss. Take a break. Back after this. All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Dolphins taking on the Raiders this week. They're good. They look good. You scared of Darlin?
They always look good. They are West Coast Buffalo Bills.
What? You don't think that they like? You don't think that they?
Wait,
they've just completely revamped.
How many times they started off 6-1, 6-2, only to finish 7-9?
I don't think they have. I think you're just saying a thing.
No, I'm not.
All right, fine. I'm going to go look. I'm going to start Raidersing it.
Sounds like hashtag let's make stuff up.
Yeah, I don't think that's true. I feel like
really?
The Raiders have been a dumpster fire.
Whoa.
I feel like the Broncos have been that team before.
Yeah.
No. It's been the Raiders.
Last year, the Raiders started, like, before the bye week, they were 3-2. And that's okay. It's not like 6-1. They finished 8-8. They did tail off last year. They did so. I mean, maybe
they do it every year. Go look at the year before. Just keep going. I'm telling you.
Yeah, year before that, they were. I mean, they were basically 500 the whole year. 1-0, 1-1, 1-2, 2-2, 3-2, 3-3, 3-4, 4-4, 4-5, 5-4, 6-4. Like, they were completely average. They've been completely average the last 2 years.
And they're 2-0 right now.
The year before that, they were 4-12. I think that was Gruden's first year.
Yep.
So you think they're frauds? Is that what you're saying? You're giving them
saying,
are you hitting it with the fraud guns?
How many years have we said your exact line about the Raiders?
I don't feel like I have. First of all, I'm not a big Derek Carr guy, but like they got weapons all over the place. That Waller is terrifying.
How can you not be a Derek Carr fan?
Yeah,
he's getting them the ball.
I know, but I'm not like. First of all. There were a lot of Deshaun Watson rumors around them too in the offseason. Like, I don't think they love Derek Carr, but he's leading the league in passing in these first 2 weeks, killing it. Ruggs, fast as hell.
Yep.
They got our old friend Kenyon Drake. I don't know, man. I'm scared. You're not scared of them? You think they're frauds?
Yep. I don't, I'm not going to say they're frauds. I'm just saying that just like it's too soon to be the Dolphins are done, it's way too soon to be crowning them anything.
I'm not crowning them anything. I'm just saying that they got a lot of weapons. I don't think those things are going away.
The only division that you can do that in is the NFC East.
Well, they are in a very
– lose the first four games and still win the division.
No, they are in a very tough division, no doubt. I mean, that they are in a very tough division. I mean, it's –
they could possibly get two, maybe three teams in.
Maybe. They definitely – I mean, I think the team, like, if I had to guess, like, right now you got a top – like, Denver's 2-0 and they're 2-0. You don't think Denver's a bigger fraud than them?
Denver's defense is better than Oakland. Than Las Vegas. And I'm not sold.
Las Vegas causing a lot of pressure, though, dude.
I'm not. Oh, God, yeah. Oh, goodness. Jesse Davis, go take a nap, dude, because this is about to be on. I would say I trust Derek Carr more than I trust Teddy Bridgewater.
I'd agree with that.
So from that standpoint, you're looking at two teams that are pretty even. Now, defensively, both of those teams have, you know, a defense that keeps them in games, and Kansas City just don't care.
They don't care.
Right? Like, that happened. I played on a team like that, where our defense used to make big plays because the other team had to take chances because they were playing catch-up.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear did you hear this? Did you see salty Tom Brady Sr. was on the media rounds? And
wait, why is he on the media rounds? He on that TB12 too?
Yeah, just that, you know, he's just doing the rounds, dude. You know, when you're salty, you do the rounds. And so he was out there and he was on Tom Curran's Patriots Talk podcast and talked about Tom Brady's departure from New England.
Frankly, you know, it may well have been the perfect for Belichick to move on from him. On the other hand, I think the Tampa Bay Bucs are pretty happy that the decision was made in Foxborough that they didn't want to afford him or didn't want to keep him when his last contract came up.
Do you find a measure of vindication for your kid?
Damn right. Belichick wanted him out the door, and last year he threw 56 touchdowns. I think that's a pretty good year.
Wow.
Damn right.
Oh, his dad doing like all parents, counting them playoff touchdowns too.
He's swaggering. He is
counting all the touchdowns.
He's there swaggering. I only play this sound for one reason, and that is so I can get to Christopher Mad Dog Russo lighting up Tom Brady Sr. Get
him. Shut the hell up. Shut up. Keep your mouth shut. Your son got nailed. Keep your freaking mouth shut. Frame gate my ass. Shut up. Stay low. Shut the hell up, Framegate. Are you kidding me? Come on, the guy cheated, folks. Let's be honest. I got to listen to Tom Brady's old man now, who, you know, has lived in the bubble, you know, and has lived under the scenario where his kid's been a phenomenal player all this time, and now he's trying to disparage the guy who spent 246 pages writing about it. Shut up. Put that guy on. See if he's got the guts to talk to somebody who's going to ask him a tough question. Go ahead. Better yet, put his son on. Let's see what he has to say. Put your son on. Don't hide. USA Today. Come on. Come on, talk shows. Hey, come on now. Come on right now. Say that to me. Say that to anybody. Say it to somebody.
Classic sound. Man.
I love when he gets to the point where he has decided it's more important to talk than breathe.
Shut the hell up. So, say something.
So here's what's crazy. Like, he went all the way in. But what does get low mean?
Stay low.
What is he, the Yin Yang Twins?
I think he wants him to like be in a foxhole.
No.
Not pop.
Get low.
Stay low.
Get low.
Why was Zazzle so angry?
I don't know. Zazzle's got to calm down.
Like, I don't understand what got him so angry that he would rather talk than breathe.
I hope there's a reaction from Mad Dog Russo today on the new Tom Brady senior sound.
Oh, you know there is.
You know, like, he's going to react to, you know, oh, damn right.
Say that to somebody.
Be listening to the, what's that Twitter account, Funhouse?
Oh, I love that account. Love it. They give the best.
I mean, that is, dude, he, like, and there's nothing worse than riling yourself up, right? He's sitting there by himself, and he just starts, it's just a little ball rolling downhill.
Somebody
just starts picking up a little steam. By the time it hit the bottom, he was wide open.
The guy goes,
how about Havlicek?
Who the hell is that guy? He's awesome. That's Christopher Mad Dog Russo. He's a sports talk OG, man.
You know what, Jordan Vadon? How about win a few ball games?
I've never been prouder than having that guy follow me on Twitter. I was like, yes. I called him an artist on Twitter, and that got me a follow.
You have made it.
Yeah. Kissed his ass.
You have made it.
Oh, man. We'll take a quick break, get you caught up with your headlines, hear a little bit more from Coach Flo. Back after this.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.